Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
And you are joined with Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale. We are here with Karl Haver, director of Reconstructing Utopia.
Can you tell us the process in creating this film? How long did you work? How did you work?
We started in 2014, so that was 3 years after the terrorist attack at Utøya. It came out of a dialogue between me and the producer, Fredrik Lang. And one of the things we felt were annoying was that the when we thought about Utøya, we saw the face of the perpetrator. That was kind of everything we saw. And felt the need of kind of turn the story from the perpetrator's story into the story of the survivors. So we really wanted to hear the survivors and how they experienced it. And more, we also wanted to see it, like movement in the room, not only words, because we work with cinema and it's images. Yes. And then quite early this method came up. I had been thinking about it in another project, but then I applied it on this project, and I felt this was kind of the key of making it possible to show it and talk about it.
How important was for you to make a film as a work of art and not just a journalist report or a testimonial?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's crucial. I think we can understand something through art that we cannot understand through journalistic work, for example. So it's just for me that I have my interest in that. I'm interested in the stuff in movies that is not words, that is images, and so that is my interest, and that's how I wanted it to be. And then, of course, the method made it also into something that is close to a therapeutic process, but there was no therapeutic intention behind the film. But I mean, the method, I have seen kind of therapy sessions that uses a similar method. So I haven't picked it up from movies, but I picked it up from other places. And what I really like about some of the processes is the element where you choose a representative for yourself. I think that for me that is a key element of this film, that Torje and Jenny and the other survivors choose somebody to represent them, which may create a distance between their memory and creates two time spaces where they can be in the terror attack in 2011 and they can be here and now, and it can happen at the same time. And I think that's interesting to me, and I think that's kind of the reason why it's possible to make it.
Did you reconstruct the whole event, or did you choose only the most important parts?
No, when we made the reconstructions, we wanted the whole thing, because a traumatic memory tend to be very scattered. And for us it was important that it was a wholeness, and it's also reflecting the editing. It's not intercut, it's chapter wise, so I think it's important that there is a wholeness. But then it's basically from the first shots, or around the first time they understand something is wrong, until they are saved, so to speak. Then of course we sat down and discussed how many scenes can we break this down into? What is important for them to have in their story?
Why did you want to make this film?
Of course, it's a political reason in the basic layer, of course, because it was a political right-wing terror attack. I wanted to make people remember it. I wanted to show the effects of it. That's a basic reason. Then I had numerous other reasons. For example, I was really curious of this method and what it could bring out, what we could see and experience from it.
Do you think that using art can help us as a society to overcome traumas?
I think cinema is a great way of experiencing things together. You know, as a collective, we can see something collectively. And I also think cinema is, I mean, it's an image medium, so we can speak about things that can't really be put into words. So I think that is one of the strengths of cinema. And since you can't put it in words, you can't really say it, but you can experience it and you can share it with each other. and hopefully this film can share something like that.
Thank you very much to Kai Haver, director of Reconstructing Utopia. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale. For Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.